This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. And Matt, it is mock draft time.
All right.
And we're going to use the draftnetwork.com's mock draft.
I don't think we've used that yet.
I don't believe we have yet on the air.
Different board, yeah.
It's a little bit different board. We're using their predictive board. So this is where they think guys are going to go.
Okay.
They also have one that you can use their rankings, which are a little bit different. That's why you use different.
You got to mix it up once in a while. You end up with the same dies.
Right. Otherwise, it's just you're just doing the same thing over and over again.
This is I like predictive better than their board. I mean, it's better to switch them up. But if they happen to some guy they don't like, then we'd end up with them every time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So the top picks for them, to go through the first round before we get to our pick.
There's no trades on this one, right?
I think you have to – it's exclusive for their premium subscribers.
So there's no trades for this.
There's no trade for us.
Yeah.
Okay, so Trevor Lawrence went one, Zach Wilson two, Penei Sewell three.
Oh, we talked about that last podcast,
Justin Fields four, Rashawn Slater five to the Bengals, Jamar Chase six to the Eagles.
Okay. Yeah.
Jalen Waddle, 7 to the Lions. Kyle Pitts, 8 to the Panthers.
Fine.
Caleb Farley, 9 to the Broncos. At 10 went Patrick Surtain to the Cowboys. 11, Devontae Smith to the Giants. Trey Lance to the 49ers.
I'd say those dozen Steelers don't really need to worry about.
Samuel Cosmi at 13.
Wow.
To the Chargers. Christian Darrisaw at 14 to the Vikings.
Run on tackles.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Micah Parsons at 15 to the Patriots. Najee Harris at 16 to the Cardinals.
Wow.
Jeremiah.
Cardinals could use them.
Yeah, no doubt. Jeremiah Owosu-Koramara at 17 to the Raiders. Travis Etienne at 18.
Wow.
To the Dolphins.
Okay.
Mac Jones at 19 to the Washington. Tevin Jenkins at 20.
Wow. This is not going so great.
To
for
Chicago,
the
yeah.
For.
J.C. Horn goes to the Colts. Rashad Bateman to the Titans. And Quiddy Pay to the Jets.
A lot of edge rushers didn't go. The Russos and those type of dudes.
A lot of offensive linemen did go.
A lot
go.
Of tackles did and two running backs. Is, you know, where obviously where our concentration is. So we're going to this is case in point of things we've been talking about. I mean, we're not – there's no trade backs. Javonte Williams is the top back. Are we going to put our money where our mouth is and take him at 24 with two other backs off the roster or off the snide already, pretty much assuring that Williams won't be there in the second round?
Yeah, he's not going to be there in the second round.
There's no way. I mean, there's a lot of teams that need backs between there, and he's a top-ranked guy.
I'll just say this. They have Javonte Williams ranked 34th.
Okay.
So he's in that range.
We're not alone. Yeah,
Daniel Jeremiah had him at 32 in his latest rankings. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a guy who's climbing.
Right. I mean, this isn't the reach that everyone assumes it is. So it comes down to me, again, this
your
is
top rated, money your top-rated tackles available are Jalen Mayfield,
that's what I was gonna
who
ask,
they have at 32.
Yeah.
Liam Eikenberg, who they have at 35. Dylan Raddins, who they have at 39.
Okay.
This is what you this is the choices you're having
this
here.
This is how it comes
These
down,
guys are
right?
all rated right around each other. The thing
only
is,
one back,
there's only one back and there's multiple tackles.
Well, let's do it. I mean, let's see how this thing shakes out with Williams with that pick, you know, and we don't have the luxury like we
Here's
do with
the thing
the
that I
thing.
Think is going to Trade happen balance. With this. For the first month that we were doing this, we would take a tackle in the first round and we would take Williams in the second round.
That ain't happening.
It's flipping now.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody else, I just wrote about this today on DKPittsburghSports.com and our Friday Insider, how I've kind of adjusted my thinking on this because of this.
It's just supply and demand.
There's three running backs who I think are stars, and I'm not even sold on ATM being an every down back.
I don't think it breaks our heart if he's off the board.
But I would take him if he's the third of those guys available.
It'd be a welcome addition.
Yeah,
but there's
12 to 15 tackles that I would take.
Exactly, and they're gonna be someone will be there in the second round,
right?
Even though they're going quick too.
Those teams aren't taking two of them.
Teams aren't taking two.
So you could take that off the board for them.
I think this works out really well just for what we've talked about. Let's take Williams, put our money where our mouth is on.
The only other guy that you would look at there who's still available is Elijah Vera Tucker. But I think he's a guard. He's a little undersized.
I think he's a better guard.
He could play tackle if
it,
in a pinch, but I don't know that you want to draft him in the first round and say, okay, you're our left tackle.
Right.
Or, you know.
But at this point, you think you have your guards and tackles probably start. You probably have your starters set, you know, for opening day, and Vera Tucker could be one of four replacements if you need him. I'm just making a case for the guy because I think he's a good player.
Yeah.
I think we take Javonte Williams, though.
Okay.
And see how it goes from there because
Javonte Williams is the pick, and the board is.
We plan on feeding him a lot.
He's going to be an immediate starter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's capable of doing. I mean, you don't have to pull him off the field for pass blocking purposes or anything like that.
No.
He's
no,
his own short yardage back. He's all.
He's got a lot of upside as a receiver, yeah, too. No, I'm okay with it.
Okay, we're back up again here at 55. The top guys available. Trevor Mooring still available. Not really interested in the safety.
He's a really good player, but yeah.
Alex Leatherwood, Jason Owa, Landon Dickerson.
Dickerson's interesting.
Ronnie Perkins, Javon Holland, safety out of Oregon. Joe Tryon, the edge out of Washington. Jay Tufele, the interior defensive lineman out of USC. Kelvin Joseph, Trey Smith, Chaz Surratt, Dwayne Eskridge, Amon Ross St. Brown. I like him.
No tackles though.
James Hudson is the next tackle up after Leatherwood, and okay. I think Leatherwood's more. I think he could start at right tackle. He can't play left.
I don't think so.
And I think he's better suited to be a guard.
Mm-hmm. And he's not the project tackle you're after. I mean, the Cincy guy is.
Here are the other tackles available. Now. So there's still some interesting guys here. So you got Leatherwood, you got James Hudson, Jackson Carman.
Okay, I'm not sure if Carman's a guard or a tackle still either.
Yeah.
I'm a little torn on that one.
He's a little long, though, to be a guard.
Yeah.
Spencer Brown.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Deontay Smith, Robert Hainsey out of Notre Dame.
Walker, where's Smith from again?
East Carolina.
He's interesting to me, too.
Yeah. Walker Little still available?
Walker Little could be a fine third-round Steeler. Such an unknown, but you don't need him right this minute.
Right.
I'm kind of leaning towards the Bama center.
Let's see who else is available here on the interior offensive line. So you got Dickerson available, Trey Smith available, Josh Myers.
Smith doesn't interest me.
Yeah. So you're looking, I mean, a lot of the.
I mean, we don't know who the center is at this point.
Right.
But it's.
Dickerson could be, I mean, if he doesn't start for you right away, he's your swing guy.
Oh,
he's
big enough
to play. I mean, he could play guard.
He's got a lot of he's done it, too.
I mean,
he's done plenty of it. Whoever the Steelers sign as center, it's not going to be Jeff Harding's.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be a stopgap guy.
It's going to be a guy to a 1 or 2 year deal. That,
right.
Yeah.
That if Dickerson's better, he's better. And then you got an expensive backup and a cheap starter.
Right.
I think you take Dickerson with the thoughts of one of those tackles.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Is for the third.
His injury history does scare me a little bit.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But probably have a guy.
Yeah. All right. Dickerson is the pick. So we got Javonte Williams and Dickerson.
Yeah. We wanted to build a run game. That's a good way. That's
a good
start.
Way to start. Yeah.
Right.
Now, we haven't addressed our tackle position at all, though.
That's the kicker.
That's the kicker on this.
But there were some guys that I can live with, be happy to get in the third round.
Yeah.
Starting with Hudson.
Well, we're back up again.
Okay.
Here are the top guys available. Amari Rodgers.
I like Rodgers.
Jamin Davis.
We haven't talked much about him, but he's kind of in that Cox mode.
6'3", 230, right. Can run.
Yeah, run and hit linebacker with some length.
Brevin Jordan.
Interesting, but I think he's too Ebron-ish.
Yeah. Jackson Carman.
Yeah.
Paulson Adebo.
Okay.
Spencer Brown.
Do you prefer Brown to Carman?
I kind of do.
For what the Steelers need?
Yeah.
I do, too, because he's a pure tackle with upside.
Yeah.
He's going to be hard for me not to take here.
Hunter Long, still available.
Yeah, right.
Cameron McGrone out of Michigan.
I mean, I like Long, don't get me wrong, but I that rhymed. I think Eifert and Ebron are probably your tight ends. And
yeah.
Drafting tight ends is
bad. We just missed on Jabril Cox, by the way. He just went.
That would have been intriguing.
Yeah.
Davis is going to be hard for me to pass.
How about this? Tommy Tremble went ahead of Hunter Long.
I could see. I bet he tests better.
Probably. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could see his stock rising a little.
Aleem McNeil.
Okay.
Tyler Shelvin. Keith Taylor.
Fine.
Trill Williams. Paris Ford.
Those are all fourth rounders to me, though. Like, yeah. I know most of them get drafted.
To me, it comes down to Jamin Davis or Spencer Brown.
Me too. I think I'm going to take Brown.
Let me take a look and see what's still available at interior at the off-ball linebacker spot before we jump on that. Because we've got another pick coming up here in a little.
I don't think we're going to get a tackle, though, if we don't take.
That's the problem. You know. But we really would like to get a. So, okay, there's still some guys there. You get Jamin Davis, Cameron Negron, Monty Rice, Charles Snowden really doesn't fit. Tony Fields, Derek Barnes, Garrett Wallow.
There's some guys, though.
Yeah, there's some guys.
There's a downgrade.
Definite downgrade. Yeah, we're not getting a starter necessarily there.
Or a potential difference maker or, you know, high ceiling guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, our goal was to build the nest.
Here are the tackles still available. You still have Carmen. You still got Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Deontay Smith still available.
Yeah.
Robert Hainsey from Notre Dame. Walker Little still available.
I would be fine with all. Hainsey would be last on my list of that group, but
Adrian Ealy still available. There's still tackles there that.
Yeah. At this point, though, we still have Vince Williams, and I think the tackle needs to be addressed.
You taking Spencer Brown?
Yeah.
Okay. Spencer Brown is the pick. So we've
here's a side.
We've gotten bigger up front.
Is there any chance Filer's back?
Potentially, yeah. There's potential for that.
And Banner.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't think that's unbelievably.
I think Filer will get more.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, but
I don't know that that's an impossibility that those guys return.
Okay, so our pick is up again. Just the offensive tackles got picked over pretty well.
We took them at the right time.
Yeah.
We're not going to get Davis, the linebacker.
At the linebacker position. The linebacker position has been picked over pretty well. Tony Fields now the best guy available, and he's like 210 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Derek Barnes from Purdue. Joshua Ross from Michigan. Justin Hilliard from Ohio State.
I'd rather call back Williamson or roll with Williams.
Garrett Wallow.
You know, right.
Okay, so let's just look at the best available. We could use a wide receiver here. We could use a corner. How about
Without
this? Michael Carter still available in the fourth round. Okay, Trey Sermon, Kellen Hill. The
kind of fun to run back the NC running backs. That's what you're talking about, right? The Michael Carter.
Yeah. How about Trey Brown here?
Yeah, it'd be fine.
I mean,
that's where he should go, and you'd be happy about it.
This is where you get the differences in the rankings on the.
We can't.
He's always available in this. We'll just take Trey Brown here in the seventh round.
Yeah, that's.
No, he's not there.
Right. Now's the time you got to take him. Who are the receivers?
You're looking at Seth Williams, Des Fitzpatrick, Daz Newsome, Anthony Schwartz, Marlon Williams, Wap Filer, Shai Smith. They've been picked over pretty well.
I don't see none of those.
Kate Johnson's still available. They have him ranked a little bit lower.
I do like him.
Austin Watkins out of UAB.
Corner's going to be hard to ignore, I think.
Yeah, I think when you look at the cornerback position, you got Trey Brown, Radarius Williams, Ambry Thomas, Kerry Vincent still available, Bryce Thompson. Shakur Brown, the Momador Lador.
Do you want to do Brown?
Let's take Trey Brown. He's a.
I think he'd be a really good starter.
Yeah. He can play inside or out. He's probably better inside, right.
But that's fine because Sutton can do both, and I'm hoping he's already on board.
Yeah.
And if he isn't, then we need Brown inside, period.
Okay, we're up again here. Kerry Vincent was still available there.
Okay.
Let's take a look at the all again here. And Killen Hill, Trey Sermon, Seth Williams, Chuba Hubbard. Richard LeConte out of Georgia, Rashad Weaver, the edge out of Pitt, but he doesn't fit our defense.
Mm. Would you consider Chuba Hubbard?
We already took a running back.
I know.
I don't love him.
Okay.
I don't love him. Edges, you're looking at Jonathan Cooper, Ellerson Smith. Kenny Yeboah is available at tight end. All those receivers we just talked about. Shaka Toney still available.
I'd consider that. Tony or Cooper, I think, is kind of intriguing.
Patrick Johnson out of Tulane still available.
That's another one to be interesting.
Yeah.
One of those edge would be a decent addition.
Kendrick Green out of Illinois. We already drafted our center.
We hit it pretty hard, but if you told me right now that this pick could be him, I would probably take it.
What
are those edges you like the best?
We didn't take a linebacker either, though. Let's see what's still available there.
But we might have missed that boat.
We might have missed a boat there because Derek Barnes is now the top-rated guy available there.
So we bush to play every snap.
Which we're rolling the dice here.
And so that might be the best news Vince Williams could ever hear.
Yeah. Wide receiver, you're looking at Seth Williams, Des Fitzpatrick, Daz Newsome, Anthony Schwartz, Marlon Williams, Wop Filer.
South Dakota State kid.
He's still available. Jalen Darden still available.
Mm, those two would be intriguing to me. They're both smaller, but they're...
Like one of those guys better than the other?
I think I'd go more with the slot. I think they're both slots, but Darden's not super physical. He's fast, though. Either's fine with me. Do you have a preference?
Probably Johnson.
Okay.
I think you can use that as a weapon.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah. All right.
I'm fine with that pick.
The pick is in.
He's a good player.
Yeah. Okay, now we got our big weight here. We should be finding out soon, by the way, that the compensatory pick should
that
be coming out.
That should be breaking any day now, I would think.
We're ticking along here. So we've filled some needs.
Yeah, we did fine.
We still need an edge. We still
It always works better when we trade down and we manipulate the board, and that's a little unrealistic. You know, I mean,
you might make one trade. You're not going to make six.
You're not going to make six. Right. A lot of people offering you to move down two spots to get a future pick or whatever. You know, that's a little unrealistic and fun, but this isn't so bad.
We're back up at 217. Now, according to their needs, they listed our needs at offensive tackle, cornerback, running back. We've addressed all those.
We did.
Interior defensive line.
Sure.
Interior offensive line addressed. Edge, linebacker, quarterback, tight end, wide receiver, and interior defensive line twice. I don't know why they have it on there twice. So, looking at the linebacker position, the off-ball guys, there's really nobody there at this point.
I wouldn't
mind
adding a big – someone along the defensive front, either an edge or a – you know, a D-tackle.
Yeah. Looking at the interior defensive linemen, you got Carlo Kemp out of Michigan, Mustafa Johnson out of Colorado, Forrest Merrill out of Arkansas State. I think he's the guy that ran like a 4.82.
Okay.
At that combine.
Interesting.
Workout.
I mean, that kind of reminds me of Davis a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just an upside athlete and work on, you know, bring him along.
Lorenzo Neal, Taquan Graham. I don't necessarily love any of those guys.
And the edge is still floating around.
Malcolm Kuntz out of Buffalo.
Yeah,
he's interesting.
I'd consider that. Yeah.
Got the Joshua Kando out of Florida State. Chris Rumpf, Taron Jackson.
I'm kind of warming up to Rumpf too. I mean, I know he's small, but
I would take Kuntz over him though.
I think
Kuntz is good value here.
Okay, I'm fine with that actually.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, they like those MAC edge rushers.
No, I don't know a lot about them, right?
Yeah. Okay, so we filled that edge spot. We got another pick coming up here. We actually have two left, I believe. And 240 is up. And you're looking at, let's see who the best availables are.
We probably missed the boat on linebacker, but it's a good spot for the high upside special team linebacker type.
Yeah.
Same as safety.
The best guys available, Cornell Powell, Amir Smith, the kid out of Iowa.
Okay.
Austin Watkins, Marco Wilson out of Florida, the cornerback. Cameron Bynum, the cornerback out of Cal, still available.
We have a corner, but a longer guy I would consider.
Trey Norwood out of Oklahoma.
Okay.
Available. You could have those two. We've done that before. We've taken both the Oklahoma
together,
kids.
Right?
Yeah. And some people think he is a safety.
See, that's the kind of corner I'd be after. Somebody with size. Potential safety, like we've taken Wade a few times. I know he's gone, but that style.
I mean, I'm really not seeing a lot here that I jumps off the board here at me that says, ooh, we could take that guy.
I'm never going to dispute taking another defensive back.
Well, then the question is, do you want to take one of the
bigger corner with some safety potential or maybe a big slot type?
I mean, Cameron Bynum's a guy.
Where's he from?
From Cal.
Hmm.
6 foot, 198, so he's good size.
Yeah.
4 year starter.
Yeah. It's a safe pick.
It's Cal. He's,
let's do it.
He's reasonably smart.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. All right.
We just took the edge, so.
And maybe he's a safety instead.
Maybe he's a safety. In the meantime, he's helping on special teams, and it's what you do in this neighborhood of the draft.
Absolutely. We're back up again here, and. We still, I don't think we're going to get an interior defensive lineman at this point. This class was weak anyways.
Yeah, and the linebackers are probably pretty picked.
Linebackers picked over. Tight end, however.
I mean, if there's someone that's not horrible tight end.
Well, here are the guys that are available. Quentin Morris out of Bowling Green.
Yeah, maybe.
He was okay. He had okay during the season, bad at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Luke Farrell, Jake Stahl, Nick Lenners, Giovanni Haskins out of West Virginia, Dylan Sower out of Iowa State, Carl Tucker from Alabama, Matt Dodson from Michigan State, Justin Rigg. To me, Farrell a little bit above
those. I don't know those guys particularly well. I'd like somebody that's 250-plus, though.
Well, Farrell's that. He's a big blocking tight end.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
If that guy takes Gentry, or if him and Gentry battle for a roster spot.
When we did the triple take, Farrell was my sleeper at tight end.
Yeah, well, there he is. Lined up perfectly.
Caught like 24 career passes, but you're not going to throw him the football when you had all those other athletes on the field.
Yeah, so right.
I don't have a problem with that.
No, I mean, I would think he'll be a special team contributor in the mix against Raider and Gentry, and maybe we have an Eifert type already.
He's completely different than Gentry.
Right.
Like, he will block.
He will block.
Which is what you – I think if you have your number three tight end, ideally he's your blocking tight end.
Yeah, right.
Like, okay, we're just going to use this guy on – that's why Gentry was never active last year.
That's a problem, right. When
couldn't block anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
This
guy would be active because he's going to play special teams and he's going to block.
You're right about that. I mean, young tight ends that can block usually get a hat.
Yeah.
And then who knows?
That's what I said. I mean, he's the kind of guy that you draft and 10 years he's in the league because he's just – he's always making them the minimum, but he's always on somebody's roster.
And coaches love those dudes.
Yeah.
Well, let's take him. Yeah.
Okay.
He looks good in backs on backers and
makes
a name for himself.
Stands guys up.
Right.
Okay. So we took at 24, Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
At 55, we took Landon Dickerson.
I like that pick, yeah.
At 87, we took Spencer Brown.
Project. He's perfect for what they need.
I think when you do it that way.
I know. I know a lot of people want to take tackle in the first round, and I would have no objection. But that guy's not playing for a while.
And you're going to miss on the running backs.
And you're going to miss on the
running backs. If you don't make a move, if you don't trade back in the first round or trade up in the second, you're going to miss on the running back.
And could your second round pick next year be a tackle too? You know,
absolutely.
You're right.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure it's as dire of a need as everyone makes it out to be.
At 128, we took Trey Brown.
That's a good
player.
The
corner out of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
At 141, we took Cade Johnson out of South Dakota State. Those guys are both going to –
they're going to probably play.
Make contribute for you this year.
I think it's important to keep adding a receiver, not necessarily every year, but pretty close to it because –
you play four.
You play
sometimes
four,
five.
And every – I mean, you draft one every year. Are you going to be able to pay Deontay? Are you going to be able to – I mean, every year someone's going to be up.
Right.
And you'll pay something. You know, they're all going to walk out the door. But it's – I keep –
it's
keep
good
that
business.
Pipeline going, yeah.
And there's so many available.
Yeah. If they're going to hand you a third-round guy in the fifth round, take him.
We took Malcolm Kuntz at 217.
Interesting.
That helps our edge.
Yeah.
We doubled down at cornerback.
How big is he?
Kuntz is 250.
Like
6'3", 250.
Yeah.
We took Cameron Bynum out of Cal at 240.
Okay.
Defensive back. Maybe he's a corner. Maybe he's a safety.
See what, bring him in the mix.
Bring him in, see what he does. And then we took at 249 Luke Farrell.
Nice. I think we did pretty well.
Yeah, I like that draft.
I like that draft. I mean, without any moving around, I don't know that anyone was overdrafted.
We filled all the needs except for, I guess,
a
defensive interior lineman. We're not
drafting a true linebacker.
We're not drafting a cornerback. I mean, we didn't get a linebacker.
Yeah,
that's where
that's
we missed out.
Where we were a little short.
That's where if you make the trade back, it helps you get that. But they're also going to have compensatory pick in there in that fourth round.
Yeah, right. That may have
maybe
been
you
a
get that
guy.
And maybe instead of in the fourth round, instead of taking Trey Brown there, you end up we took Trey Brown and we took Cade Johnson in those spots. Well, maybe we make one of those picks a linebacker.
Or you move up 20
spots move up and get one
future
of those
pick
guys.
And get Davis out of there or one of those type of dudes.
Yeah.
Then that has a lot different complexion to it. And yeah, interesting. They could trade. I mean, they have a lot of picks next year. If somebody falls, they could move from the fourth round to third or whatever without
absolutely
much problem.
Absolutely, trade one of next year's picks. But
especially if you already traded back.
I like that draft. It's
solid.
Some guys on there that we don't typically draft. I mean, I don't think it's the first time we've taken Spencer Brown.
I think so. We haven't taken Dickerson in an awful long time either.
We haven't, no.
I mean, he could be the next center in line. I mean, he may be the next great Steeler
center.
And
I think you get a bargain on him because of the injury issues.
Yeah, you do.
I think if he were a completely healthy, clean bill of health
I think he's a first-round
guy,
pick.
He's a first-round pick.
I think so, too. His tape's great.
So it's kind of like a little bit of a Stephon Tuitt situation
Heath
there.
Miller.
You get a first-round pick in the second round because of injury issues.
Yeah. I like Dickerson. I mean, you talk about short yardage and adding some nastiness to the room and all those type of
leadership.
Things. Leadership. He's won a lot of games. He'd be a great addition. You guys would love him in the media, I'm sure, too. I mean, you'd have a microphone with him all the time. Yeah. It'd be could be a long-term answer for them.
And I like Trey Brown there at 128. You know, again, we've gotten him later on the Pro Football Network draft, but he screams Steeler to me.
He screams Steeler. I mean, he could be the successor for Sutton.
Physical cornerback, can play inside or out.
Right, right. No, he's one of those guys that stands out every draft, not just because he's a bargain on Pro Football Network, but because
he's a bargain. Even at 128, I think he's a bargain.
I do, too. I think he's exactly what they need.
Yeah.
I mean, around that area of the draft. Yeah, he could be in that comp pick neighborhood, too.
Yeah. So, overall, not a bad draft.
We did what we set out to do.
Here's one thing I've noticed. This thought hit me last night before we end the show here. This year's edge class, edge and defensive line, every other year has been, these edge guys coming out are great, and this defensive interior has been great. And the offensive linemen, you know, we've talked about this. Well, the offensive linemen aren't as good as the defensive linemen that they're blocking. That's kind of flip-flop this year.
It is. I've also thought about this, too. The combine would have sure helped the D-lines. You know, if we all watched the combine.
Oh, look at this guy move.
I didn't know that guy ran a 4.45 or 4.55 or whatever. The combine always helps the D-line coming out, especially the edge guys. Where a couple guys make more of a name for themselves, at least in the public opinion.
Yeah.
The people that aren't
Montez Sweat
or
a guy like that that gets out and lights it up.
A lot of guys will bump up lately because there's some freaks coming out, and we don't really have that luxury. I mean, the teams will. They'll have some guys they like more after the athletic testing's in, but we're not going to have as good a feel for it or, you know, watch all these guys on the hoof and be like, man, look, maybe I didn't really know him, but I'll take him.
He looked the part outside of his.
Look at him change directions or, you know. Is vertical and those type of things. So that's not going to help the D-line's cause.
Yeah, it's just a little different year than what we're used to seeing.
It is.
I mean, we could get through the – there could be in this draft, just to go through the picks after we went through the picks before our pick, the first-round picks after our pick were Pat Freiermuth to Jacksonville. Cleveland took Jalen Phillips. Baltimore took Elijah Vera Tucker.
That makes sense for them.
The Saints took Terrace Marshall. Christian Barmore was the first interior defensive lineman taken, 29 by the Packers.
He's not a no-brainer
that
either.
That never happens.
Never happens. There's usually three or four in the first round.
Yeah, if not more. You know, and not even that many edges in the first round of this draft. So
no. And I like Barmore as a player, but most years he wouldn't be the first D-tackle off the board.
No,
he's not Quentin Williams.
No. People have asked me about, what if Christian Barmore was available for the Steelers?
No.
He doesn't.
I mean, like, maybe you'd have a higher grade on him than Javonte Williams. Maybe. But
I think it'd be pretty close.
I think it'd be pretty close.
Yeah.
And Williams helps you a lot more.
Just because he's the best interior defensive lineman in this draft does not make him.
Doesn't make him once that.
If he's in last year's draft, he's sixth. You know?
Yeah, right. I mean, he's good. I mean, he's probably a first-round pick most years. He's
first-ish,
pick. Yeah, right.
But that's where 29 is where he belongs.
I think that's where he belongs, too.
Yeah. Anyways, that was an interesting little we hadn't done that. We hadn't used the draft networks.
And it still worked out fine.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers are in pretty good shape, you know, that this draft fits their needs particularly well.
Ideally, yeah.
Except for maybe running back, but they're in a spot to take one.
Absolutely.
So somebody will be there.
Yeah. That's going to do it for this show. So for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Jacob Reck here on site keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We want to thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.